From news headlines to viral online campaigns, the issue of the treatment of women in the workplace is one that's discussed around the world. Here in Australia, the country's top businessmen are now starting to put their words into action, taking practical steps to identify and eliminate everyday sexism at their place of work. Victoria's Police Chief Commissioner Graeme Ashton is one of those vowing to stamp out sexism in his workplace.
For the last 18 months, we've been implementing recommendations that have really been about making Victoria Police a more equitable workplace and one in which women can really be safe and prosper.
He says sexism in the police force is something he's witnessed firsthand.
Police have very much a black humour or often approach to things. Sometimes that can become gendered. There can be jokes that are actually not appropriate for those reasons, and certainly not appropriate for women to be exposed to hearing that and be party to those conversations. It can be very exclusionary. It can be very exclusionary conduct. So for us, that's an area that sort of I've certainly in my policing career, particularly as a junior police officer, witnessed and saw.
Chief executives from companies including NAB, the AFL, Medibank and Qantas are among 100 businessmen that have formed a group called the Male Champions of Change. They've worked alongside Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins and interviewed 6,000 Australian employees to produce a report on the issue. Kate Jenkins says it uncovered a number of issues.
Stories about women who were told that they wouldn't be sent on promotional opportunities or training because they were pregnant or because they worked part-time. So the idea that they weren't as focused on their careers. Expectations that women were more suited for support roles like HR or legal roles than operational roles like running the factories. Comments made more to women than men about their appearance rather than their competence to do their job.
The report found sexist remarks disguised as jokes are one of the most common forms of sexism that needs to be eradicated. For example, one survey respondent says she was told, "Make sure you wear a low-cut top when you meet that client." The report also looked at gender labelling, for example, when women are criticised for being too aggressive. Ms. Jenkins says such behaviour is detrimental to both individuals and the workplace as a whole.
So the consequences really play out in the workplace. So they can undermine work employers' initiatives to promote a more equal workplace. They can affect the performance of the work group. It can mean that the best people are not being promoted. It can mean that individuals particularly have trouble achieving their best in the workplace.